May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn 1144. Saviour, visit thy plantation. Grant us, Lord, a gracious rain. All will come to desolation unless they'll return again. Keep no longer at a distance. Shine upon us from on high. Lest for want of thine assistance, every plant should droop and die. Hymn 1144.
Thank you.
Our reading from God's holy word is from the Gospel according to John, chapter 20. The Gospel of John, chapter 20. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus, and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them, and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands. And reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord, and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word and help his servant to pray.
O thou almighty God of heaven and of earth, Lord, a sinner, one of the earth and earthy, would come with a humble reverence upon our spirit, would know something of that sacred awe, would fall before thee in worship, and Lord, would know that blessedly flows from thee and thee only. One said, mercy through blood, I make my plea. O God, be merciful to me. Lord, it's the fullness that resides in Jesus our head, that ever abides to answer our need, that we need now. Lord, thou knowest how we grovel here below. And thou knowest, Lord, as we are favored. And it is through mercy. And it is of the Lord's goodness that once more sinners can gather together around thy holy word in this place. Lord, we look back. Another year so swiftly passed. But Lord, what have we known? Lord, there has been sin added to sin. There has been the evil imagination of the heart continually. There has been, O wretched man that I am. But the dear apostle did not end there. Lord, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? But Lord, we read, he had one to trust, had delivered, and would yet deliver. And Lord, that's our only hope. That's our only plea. Lord, we come to it again. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. But Lord, we would not let thy mercies lie forgotten in unthankfulness and without praises done. Lord, we look back and we wonder, with dear Jacob of old, not worthy of the least of all the mercies thou hast shown. The way he's been strewn with them, Lord. And Lord, we pray, it does encourage to pray, to knock at mercy's door still, to know more of thy mercies. May it be looking unto Jesus then in our worship this day. And Lord, could we cast our crowns, as it were, before thee. Could there be a little season lost in wonder, love, and praise? A true drawing near, take off thy shoes from off thy feet, the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Lord, we do pray for the dear children. May they all be taught of the Lord. And as they so fast grow up in years, truly in evil day and generation, thou and thou alone can keep them, can deliver them from all evil, can lead them not into temptation. Still, blessed be thy holy name, it is this same Jesus. And dear younger ones, oh, leave none to despair. Lord, favour them in their needs, their day, their generation. All those things that come, all those things that must be walked in. Those things, Lord, that we never knew. Lord, in our younger days, in our schools, in our education, Lord, they need thee, they greatly need thee. Favour this dear church and people, dear parents, dear mothers, dear fathers in Israel, to pray for them, to cease not to pray. For this child I pray. But oh, do teach dear younger ones how to pray. Lord, thou didst teach thy dear disciples to pray. May there be with dear younger ones the in the beginning God. It may indeed be here a little, there a little. But oh, may there be precious little times apart, a coming apart. And oh, knowing help of God to continue. Do bless them then. Do undertake for them in all, Lord, in it all. We do pray for dear parents. Thou knowest, Lord, the wisdom, the patience, the help needed. And oh, in this may there be a growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Dear younger ones, then, as Lord, they may face those deep things, those mountains, those impossibilities. And Lord, we pray for those that yearn for loved ones to walk together with, yearn for that fruit, yearn, Lord, for those better things. Oh, do supply all their need according to those riches in glory by Christ Jesus in the pathway here below. Thou and thou alone can keep them, Lord, and open the door that no man can shut. Thou canst guide, this is the way, walk ye in it. Lord, favour them, help them to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things should be added unto you to prove it, Lord. We pray for those that do bear the burden and heat of the day. And Lord, it makes us think, Lord, of this season. Beautiful weather, but Lord, thou knowest those that so struggle in the heat. Lord, do help them. And Lord, we pray for each one then, maybe younger, maybe older, that knows, dear Nehemiah, many also. Remember me, O my God, concerning this also, many things. Lord, do thou blessedly prove, I will all thy burdens bear, I will all thy needs supply. But Lord, thou wilt be inquired of by the house of Israel to do these things for them. Help them then to look to Jesus. And there are dear older ones, Lord. And Lord, there are those, Lord, that know increasing afflictions and sorrows. Lord, and Lord, it may be in their own body, it may be in their own mind, it may be in their own soul, it may be in it all. It may be in loved ones, Lord, and those that they continually bear before the throne of grace. Help each then to bear one another's burdens. And Lord, oh, do thou lengthen out those mercies in our faculties, in our members. Lord, thou and thou alone can bless that and grant a continuing in hearing, in sight, in mobility, even being able to walk. Lord, we would not Let these mercies lie forgotten in unthankfulness and without praises die. But Lord, remember those, and there may be those, Lord, cannot now venture into thy house. We think of one and another, thy servants, Lord, unable now to arise. Lord, draw near to them. And support loved ones in that burden. And Lord, remember dear causes of truth that are, in a sense, lost, passed indeed after thine own heart, that did for many years feed the flock, the sheep and the lambs. And Lord, it makes us think of thy word. Pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth labourers into the harvest. Lord, the need is great. The labourers are few, and they're getting fewer. Lord, do have mercy upon us. And raise up, Lord, thou art able of these stones to raise up children of Abraham. Thou art able to go into the highways and hedges, and into the pews in this house of prayer, and into the parts round about here. And Lord, there is that compelling power. Never man spake like this man. Oh, do blessedly prove then, on this rock I will build my church. Not unto us, not unto us, but unto thy name, Lord. Get the honour, praise, glory. Help, strengthen both, Lord, our dear brethren, dear deacons, this house of prayer. And Lord, do blessedly strengthen each that bears burdens in this house of prayer. And Lord, may the old enemy not come in, the separator of the brethren. Shut the door upon him. Speak the command, get thee behind me, Satan. Lord, we pray for our dear brethren as they gather. We trust at home. Our dear servant in his affliction there that we hope is gathered with them. Lord, we pray, help of God. Use once more. Feed the sheep, feed the lambs. And may it be known in this house of prayer this day, oh, hear the prayer, send none empty away. Oh, favour us together to blessedly, may be faint yet pursuing, to hunger and thirst after righteousness, those things of Jesus. We plead then, certainly I will be with thee. Help in the singing of the hymns. And Lord, we pray for our poor land and those in authority over us. We pray for the peace of the city and to be blessed in that peace. Do thou blessedly work still in our land. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself. Our sin, Lord, our sin. But have we not proved, days, centuries past, this poor, sinful land, but in thee is my help, thy help. And Lord, we pray, we plead for it still. Our prime ministers, Prime Minister and her ministers, those in our royal house, great is our need. Could there be some, Lord, brought to turn to the wall and pray to the Lord? Lord, didst thou not bless thy dear servant of old? And oh, Hezekiah wept sore. But oh, Hezekiah triumphed in his God. And Lord, we would blessedly triumph alone in Christ Jesus, in our worship this day and in our poor land. Lengthen out those mercies we do know. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Lord, we pray then for thy one church, thy persecuted people, thy ancient people, for it is out of every kindred, nation and tongue. Lord, oh, do thou blessedly work there. Help now in the singing of the hymns, and help, Lord, as we would turn to thy word. We ask it all, begging thou'd wash, cleanse. We ask it in the precious name of Jesus, and do be precious, Lord, unto us. And Lord, if there's some burdened soul, some that know, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. May it be blessedly known. We plead it for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 395. Behold the throne of grace, the promise calls me near. There Jesus shows his smiling face and waits to answer prayer. Hymn 395.
Oh,
in humble and complete dependence on the Lord for needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the portion that we read in the Gospel according to John chapter 20. And three words found in verse 26. The Gospel according to John chapter 20. Verse 26, and the three words are, then came Jesus. The whole verse reads, and after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then came Jesus. As I truly believe, the Lord so laid these three words upon my spirit to bring before you this Lord's Day morning. There was with it a burden to speak to dear younger ones, dear children, as to something of what these three words so blessedly, powerfully mean. And I trust the Lord led me back to a conversation with a dear younger one a little while ago. And he pointed, as it were, to a particular place in the Lord's Word. And then said he wondered how this was spoken. It was powerfully laid upon my mind that there was one thing that he left out. And you, dear children, you, dear younger ones, when you turn to the Lord's Word, there's one thing you must never, ever leave out. And that is the power. The deep, the Word calls it, that coucheth beneath. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And this same Jesus came in a blessed power and a glorious presence. It was my dear late father's desire, a good number of years ago now, when he died, I should take the service and bury him. And when that happened, since we last gathered together, Dad left a good number of things that he wrote down. He could look back over some 90 years, and in a blessed sense, right back to the days of his boyhood, then came Jesus. But there was this, particularly, and I had to speak of it. He knew and saw terrible things in the Second World War. Was one of those in the forefront of battle. Was subject to many fears of death. But the Lord brought him through those dark days and darker nights. And he wrote of an experience when he was 20 years of age. And he was the destroyer he was on, had to pass through what is called the South China Sea. They are very dangerous, they are very unpredictable, they are very treacherous waters. To mariners, amongst the most dangerous waters on this earth. Went through a terrible storm and was brought safely through. And afterwards, it wasn't long afterwards, he spoke of being on the mess deck of that destroyer, passing through, and in a moment, twink of an eye, what a change. He lost sight of time. He wrote of being in an awesome presence. In a moment, he became as dust and ashes before this same Jesus. In a moment, he understood, he wrote of it, the scriptures of truth. And those deep things that we read of, known by experience in the Old Testament of truth and in the New, his people, his servants, his prophets walked in. Then came Jesus. And I don't know how many years it was afterwards that he wrote of this and he looked back. It may have been some 60 years, but he'd still, as he wrote it, hadn't lost the power of that presence. The sense of that solemn awe, the sense of time no more. You dear children, you dear younger ones, don't ever treat the precious, deep scriptures of truth as the works of man. Don't compare them to the works of man. It is a fearful thing. That means full of fear to fall into the hands of the living God. And those that have gone before, they knew these things. The Lord had taught them these things. The Lord had given that to walk it out. Then came Jesus. Dear Thomas, dear determined Thomas, dear poor Thomas, left, I will not believe except. And yet Thomas, one of those called, he'd walked with this same Jesus. Then came Jesus and had blessedly, powerfully called him. But for a season, left. He wasn't with those other disciples. Not at that time. And so left to all of natural sense and reason. But where is it, those lines? Dear hymn writer, I think somewhere, bow down, sense and reason, faith only reigns here. Then came Jesus, and the Lord also gave this hymn to unfold this truth, I believe, to you. When Jesus with his mighty love visits my troubled breast. Think of Thomas, my doubts subside, my fears remove, and I'm completely blessed. All poor Thomas could say now is my Lord and my God. He was completely blessed. And there's a blessed effect, the dear hymn writer goes on to speak of. And you, dear younger ones, you mark it well. Then came Jesus. I love the Lord with mind and heart, his people and his ways, envy and pride and lust depart. And oh, we could add all our thoughts, all our ways, my thoughts, not your thoughts, my ways, not your ways, saith the Lord. And all his works I praise, nothing, mark it well, nothing but Jesus I esteem. My soul is then sincere, and everything that's dear to him, to me, is also dear. Blessed be his holy name. And oh, does your soul go out to it? Is there one this morning that can come in with those first two words we sung in our opening worship? Saviour, visit. Then came Jesus. Now, we read back in the Lord's word of dear Samuel. And we read of those elders. When the Lord commanded him to go and anoint one of Jesse's sons, when he came to Bethlehem, the elders trembled. You see, there was that work to be done, and they trembled at it. But what a blessed fear not. Comest thou peaceably. The dear Lord came to those, and mark it well. They were shut in because of the fear of man, the fear of the enemy. There was no boldness here. They still did not forsake the gathering of themselves together, but the doors were shut, and it was more than one door. The doors were shut. But did it prevent the dear Lord Jesus coming with his glorious presence? Every door is shut but one, and that is mercy's door. Years ago, I was travelling up on the train towards Cambridge. And I was reading one of those biographies, one of those dear old hymn writers of old. He had trouble with his bishop, but the Lord had spoken. It set before an open door. Lo, I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. I couldn't read all. The Lord completely broke down. Then came Jesus. And so, sinner, younger, older this morning, you pray for him. You blessedly look for him. But I would not wrongly bring his word or limit his power. For the Lord is a sovereign in all his ways and all his doings. And it's not always as on the day of Pentecost with that mighty rushing noise, that wind. The Lord was not in that wind that rent the rock. Not in that earthquake, not in that fire, but it was a still, small voice that brought the dear prophet of old to the mouth of that cave. And there the Lord spoke. And he wrapped his face in his mantle, he wrapped his face in his cloak. Holiness. Oh, that solemn presence, that solemn awe was there. Then came Jesus. It's not always. I think it's the psalmist that speaks of it. As deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspout. One of the Lord's dear servants, we spoke last week, and I didn't know, but he was about to go off a few days rest and change, and we both spoke of the 23rd Psalm, the dear psalmist, dear David, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Leadeth me still waters. But the margin rendering of that is waters of quietness. Then came Jesus. We know, our dear Lord's servant. Oh, we both desired it. Souls both blessedly went out to it. Waters of quietness. The Lord can come in waters of quietness, just as he can come with that mighty power that struck down a hardened, determined sinner, one at the height of his powers on that Damascus road. Then came Jesus, and in a moment, twinkle of an eye, Saul of Tarsus was brought down to the dust, trembling and astonished. Who art thou, Lord? I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Here then, in the context of this word, the dear Lord came in peace, and he came to blessedly strengthen. And strengthen the determined sinner, the sinner left in unbelief, the sinner determined then in sense and reason. All these witnesses, all these brethren he'd walk with. If you read carefully through the Acts of the Apostles and those chapters that particularly speak of Saul of Tarsus, dear Paul, in those early days, that poor wretched sinner had stood, and we read that they cast those garments. He kept those garments, his feet of them that stoned Stephen. Now, Stephen was blessed, abundantly blessed. Then came Jesus. Jesus came and so opened his word. And yes, there's Father, Son, and Holy Ghost here. And oh, blessedly, one in those things, but they so raged against those that heard that blessed testimony, one that took them back. They were cut to the heart. And that dear man, he died that, as we would say, naturally terrible death, stoning, but oh, his Lord was with them, with him. Forgive them. Indeed, they know not what they do. And oh, looking up to his Jesus blessedly, gloriously revealed. Strengthen then those final steps of the journey. But there was that young man. There was one that witnessed these things, and he wasn't moved one inch, one iota. Still determined to persecute the Church of Christ, still determined to hale men and women to prison. And that meant in those days to death, for the most part. Totally unmoved. Until then came Jesus personally to him on that road. The light that shone above the light of the midday sun, he witnesses it. And again he goes back to it. And so then came Jesus. Again and again, if you've known this blessed presence, if you've known something of this glory, if you've known something of this power, as one speaks of it, that can crush 1,000 worlds to dust. Then came Jesus. You'll go back to it. The Lord will at times blessedly lead back. When you feel, when you know there is nothing. And where's the sign of his coming? Where's the hope? But oh, then came Jesus. The Lord can blessedly revive. That was the sum and substance of the desire, the prayer that we sung together. Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known. Oh, dear younger soul, dear burden soul, dear exercise soul, dear sinner that lies down in the dust. Not for me. It wasn't for Thomas. This mercy, this blessing, this glorious one, this appearing, didn't understand, and oh, didn't know it. Is there one thing that thou lackest, sinner? But oh, do you know this in a blessed certainty? Then came Jesus. But Lord, if thou dost come, in a moment, twink of an eye, we shall be changed. If thou dost come with power and great glory like thou wilt, Lord, at the end of time, when thou wilt roll the heavens together as a scroll, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. So you go on looking, you go on seeking, you go on knocking at mercy's door. What I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Then came Jesus. Oh, he did come. He did blessedly come again. Despite the utter impossibility, is anything, anything, too hard for the Lord? Then came Jesus. He can. And he will. Why? I come up as the Lord's servant. I come up with the Lord's message. I come up with the Lord's word. It's not when, it's then. That blessed, glorious day, that day of the Son of Man upon this earth, the day that the Lord hath made marvellous in our eyes, then came Jesus. And sinner, the Lord can blessedly come. And he did.
we read of it, to one weeping, one that had lost all, one that came whilst it was yet dark, one that came to attend to the things of the dead, to one that she loved. And oh, dear Mary wept. Do you know it, sinner? But then came Jesus. One word, Mary. One blessed response, Rabboni, Master. How the Lord so powerfully and gloriously proved I have power to lay down my life and I have power to take it up again. She'd witness the terrible death. She'd witness the darkness. She'd witness the hatred. Man, the enemy. And oh, those cries. What must it have been? No wonder they stood afar off. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Terrible scene. But oh, comest thou peaceably. They laid on him, dear Mary's iniquity, you know. All laid on him. And oh, do you have a humble trust? Do you have a humble hope? Your sin laid on him. Then came Jesus with his mighty love to wash, to blessedly cleanse. It's holy ground indeed. No wonder, dear Mary. I no more at Mary wonder, dropping tears upon the grave, earnest asking all around her, where is he that died to save? Now, as with dear Thomas, it's my Lord and my God. The snare broken. And the Lord has so blessedly, gloriously come. And you know, there is so much. There's dear Mary, there's Thomas, and we also read the disciples when those came to whom the Lord first revealed himself. They could not believe. They were as idle tales. Sinner, if you know the trial of your faith, take it alone to Jesus. Sinner, there's one that understands. There's one. Oh, that blessedly, gloriously has done all things well for sinners. And oh, to have a humble hope, a humble trust in his mercy for you. I knew a dear woman. She had to have an operation. I was working in central London at the time, and I used to go in early in the morning and just try and read and pray with her. You know, she was blessed in that hospital. And yet, I met her again, probably years later. And that was so trying. And had been so questioned. And yet, we enjoyed, and it was in one of those London hospitals. It was looking out over the River Thames. And you know, there was a blessed, sacred sense in that morning. It was very early in the morning. Then came Jesus was there. Wouldn't have been surprised if the Lord took her, but he didn't. She still had to walk the pathway, and it was a pathway. Hard things, hard questions at times. But so, I couldn't comfort her. Only one could. Then came Jesus. And so, the old enemy may indeed tempt, may indeed try. There may be those questions, there may be that tries to get in, tries to undermine. Question it away. But that one that particularly questioned her hadn't been in that room, hadn't been in that hospital. And oh, then came Jesus. These things are deep and these things are precious. And known in the very soul. And oh, in quietness and in confidence, lay it before again one that is mighty. Lord, thou didst bless. Dear Moses had to go back to it. When those elders of Israel came from Pharaoh, and so questioned. Had to go back to the burning bush. Had to go back to what his Lord had said. Had to go back to what had been spoken. Then came Jesus. But is it in the pathway, providence, these things here below? Do you need Jesus to come? Some of us have had to so pray it of late. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And Lord, we need that power, and thou alone can do it. Then came Jesus. Power to shut out, power to blessedly shut in. Lo, I've set before thee an open door, I go back to it again, and no man can shut it. Lord, if it's wrong, shut the door that no man can open. Not least me, Lord. But oh, if this is thy way, if this is thy will, Lord, come, make the crooked things straight, make the rough places plain, stop the mouths of lions. Then came Jesus, not worthy of the least of all the mercies thou hast shown. What of you as a dear church and people together? Do you long for this? Do you pray for this? You dear younger ones. As the Lord's day approaches, you ever draw near this house of prayer? And oh, This is the day that the Lord hath made. Lord, to blessedly know it. Thy blessing, thy help. Then came Jesus. And Lord, cast out all the buyers and the sellers and all that disturbs. And oh, to enjoy. Not the pleasures of sin for a season, but the peace of God that passeth understanding. Peace be to you. Peace be with you. Peace unto you. The command of Jesus. Then came Jesus. But one more thing before I close. If the Lord will, I go back again to my dear old dad, and there were months really he couldn't communicate. His final deathbed in Brighton, Bethesda. And whether it was hospital, a different home locally to us, and then Bethesda. Each time we went, we tried to read and pray. It was only once he asked for something particularly. Couldn't get anything out of him. And oh, so much of the time, we begged for the Lord to come. So dry, so bound up. But that's where, in a sense, he was. For that word, I would testify it to the Lord's honour and glory that he asked to have read, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden." That's where he was. Labour and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's when he blessedly, gloriously comes. Then came Jesus. But that final visit, it wasn't planned. The day before he died, we were en route somewhere else and we just called in for a few minutes. But you know, then came Jesus, was there on his deathbed. He couldn't communicate, but the Lord was in that room. I can't recall after those, look through those long months, visiting various different places, such a blessed liberty at the throne of grace. I think I read that same word. I can't remember. It didn't matter. Then came Jesus, was blessedly and gloriously in that room. Sinner, sinners, we must all die and appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Pray much for this. Plead much for this. Beg much for this. Then came Jesus in that hour, that article of death.
Collections last Lord's Day were £780, for which we're very thankful. God willing, tomorrow evening there'll be a prayer meeting for the nation with an address by Mr. Robert Field. Mr. Izzard is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and God willing, Mr. Chapman will preach next Lord's Day and address the Sunday school in the afternoon. Let us close with hymn 958. Oh, for a closer walk with God, a calm and heavenly frame, a light to shine upon the road that leads me to the Lamb. Hymn 958.
Oh,
mercy to wash, cleanse all. But bless, abundantly bless, thine own pure word. And as the dear children gather this afternoon, if it be thy will, to help there, both the dear children and those that teach, and gather us again at the evening hour, if it be thy will, may we each be kept. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.